All right, Chabosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page Kuf Chaf Gimel. Still in Parikud Aleph. Just remember again on I think it was Friday. So we began to discuss, we transitioned a little bit from the discussion regarding behaviors to the discussion regarding midos. Remember again that Ramchal telling us that the same way that in the realm of behavior we have to be so careful because negative behaviors have so many tentacles and branches. Negative midos are the same as well. And therefore, again, in this parak of Nikios, our entire discussion is trying to figure out how do we go ahead and purge ourselves of negative midos. So says Zarmchal, bottom of page Kuf Chaf Gimel, Ala Gaiva, Mikra Mali Masiv Omer. So also when it comes to Gaiva, arrogance, so we have a pasuk that talks to us and says to us, V'ram Levavecha, literally again, v'ram levavecha means your heart will become very high. Which lashon of arrogance, v'shachachta as Hashem Elokecha. And as a result of your arrogance, you will forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say again, what Ramchal is going to do is he's going to go through a very quick list of the negative midos we're going to focus on, and then he's going to go through each of them ultimately one by one. So gaiva already, even without understanding it fully, we begin to see the profundity of gaiva, or the profound negativity of gaiva, in that again the pasuk says you will become a baal gaiva and you'll forget Hashem. So apparently again gaiva and being an obed Hashem don't go together. Next, alakas, anger. Zichron levracha kalakois yubei necha kilu oved avodazora. So the Gemara says a person gets angry, it's as if he's worshipping idolatry. So again, I will say the point over here that the Ramchal is trying to show in a very succinct fashion is how these negative midos do not allow for the proper cultivation of a spiritual identity. You know, sometimes you think about negative midos, okay, it's a negative trait, there's something negative there, but everything else is just fine. The power of negative midos is that negative character traits prevent the cultivation of appropriate spirituality. So I can't be a Baal Gaiva and an Oved Hashem. I can't be a Baal Kas, have a terrible temper, and an Oved Hashem. They don't go together. Ala Kina Va'ataiva, regarding jealousy and general desire, lustfulness. Sheninu Behedja, Had Kina Va'ataiva Va'kavon Motziyeh Mesa Adam in Ha'olam. The Kina, jealousy, Taiva, desire or lust, covet, a want for honor, extract a person from this world. So again, I will say, showing us that these midos are inconsistent with the cultivation of a spiritual identity. Anam, ha'yun ha'mitztarech bam, hu lihimalit mehem umikol anfeyem, ki kulam ke'echot suria gefen nachriya, v'naskel adabre bam rishon rishon. So that's what Ramchal says, okay. But obviously, if we're going to go ahead and try to abstain from a particular negative midah, I have to understand what it is. Right? As in general, if I want to correct something or I want to abstain from something, I have to really understand it. So I'll say, so now that he gave this whole list, let's go through them one by one. This is page Kuf Chaf Dalid, paragraph Yud Beis. Hine klal inyan ha-gaiva. So I'll say, first we start with gaiva, arrogance. He says, Sha'adam machshiv atzmo be'atzmo. Was actually a very incredible statement. A person is machshiv himself in himself. If you look at the footnote over here, 236, machshiv atzmo be'atzmo, miyachis chashivos li'atzmo, mitzad atzmo. I feel very important, right? I'm chashiv. Why am I chashiv? Because I'm chashiv, right? I'm chashiv. I feel a chashiv is about myself because I feel like I'm just inherently chashiv. Inherently chashiv. He goes on. Look what he says. Ve'enam yaches es ha'mayle sheishro lematnas borei shenitna letzorech milui tafkido ba'olam. Kimosh, listen to this. Now what this means is as follows. Sometimes a person could look at himself and he could say, I'm important. I have that meaning, saying I'm important by myself, making that statement on its own is not necessarily gaiva. As long as it's modified by, I'm important because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has endowed me with this importance. And why has HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed me with this importance? To accomplish A, B, C, D, and E. What's gaiva? Gaiva is when a person is machshiv atzmo be'atzmo. I'm important mitzidi. right? Because me, right? It's a kochiva otzim yadi, right? Look at me. Look at what I've accomplished. Look at what I've done. So I'm machshiv myself. I feel very high on myself. I'm very important because, and I feel that greatness is inherent to me. See, Rav was like, to say that I'm great and to recognize that it's conferred greatness. Hashem Baruch Hu has given me that greatness. Hashem Baruch Hu has given me that importance. Hashem Baruch Hu has given me that koach, that talent. That's beautiful. You're supposed to feel good about yourself. But to say that you're chashiv, because you inherently are chashiv, independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's gaiva. Obilvavo yidam elo, kilo na'ava sihilo. And ultimately, again, in my heart, I say, you know what? I am worthy of praise. So first of all, this is just an incredible definition. Because you speak about gaiva and arrogance, and I think obviously everyone understands the destructiveness of the arrogance, the negativity of arrogance. But what's the definition of arrogance? Machshiv atzmo be'atzmo. A machshiv myself, I'm important, be'atzmo. Inherently. It's all from me. That's gaiva. Vamna. And Rabbi say, how does a person become a Baal Gaiva? So it can happen in a variety of different ways. Some people feel that they're very intelligent. Some people think they're very handsome. Some people feel they're very honored. Some people feel they're very great. And some people feel that they are very wise. So people feel different ways about themselves. Remember again. Now it's possible that a person is these things, right? It's possible that a person is a chacham. It's possible that a person is a gadol. It's possible that a person is very handsome. But lemaisa, how do you look at those gifts? Do you look at them as your own? This is what you've done. This is what you've accomplished. This is yours. Or do you look at it as conferred greatness? So the Baal Gaiva says, this is me. This is me. I'm a chacham because I'm very wise. Because I've worked on myself. I'm not, because again, somehow that gift of good looks is mine. Well, see, that's where gaiva comes in. When you begin to look at your gifts as your own, as self-cultivated, and not as conferred, that becomes gaiva dik. Klalo shel davar. Kalacha min adharam atavim sheva olam. So Rav Chaya says, here's the klal. All of the incredible things that exist in this world. Im yachshov ha'adam sheyesh no bo. If a person begins to look at himself and admire the qualities that he has, harehu mesukan miyad lipo b'shach hazeh shel gaiva. A person is in danger in falling into the destructive pit of gaiva. Now, I will say, if you look at footnote 238, he says something very interesting. Im yachshav adam sheyeshno bo gamim tzodiku. The choshekinim inbo, the rak madam shesha. So let's listen to this. Shatan Chal says it like this. He says, sometimes a person, there are two different times that a person could go ahead and become a Baal Gaiva. Sometimes a person doesn't have traits, these traits that he thinks he has, but he thinks he has them. That's problematic, because not only is that a Baal Gaiva, but that's a bit self-delusional as well, which is also dangerous. But sometimes a person really does have these traits. So the person was saying, so what Ram Chal is saying is, even if you have them, the question is, how do you relate to them? And if you just relate to them as something that these are my gifts, these are self-cultivated gifts, machshiv atzmo, be'atzmo, then suddenly again, I'm in incredible danger of falling into the pit, the pit of gaiva. Ach, achari shekava, ha'adam, shbelibo, heyos chashuv roi l'sila, and I will say, here's the problem. Once you begin to think that you are exceptionally special, and I will say, again, remember, there's a healthy way of thinking you're special, and there's the gaivadic way of thinking. We're talking about the negative way, right? This is gaiva now. Once a person begins to think that he's deserving of honor because of all of his different various life gifts, the negative fallout from this is so profound. So we'll stop over here for today. What the Ramchal says is, gaiva is one of those things that the fallout is not self-contained. When a person suffers from gaiva, and a person ultimately goes ahead and is machshiv atzmo ba'atzmo, the way that ultimately causes collateral damage for the individual, as well as for those around him, could be so profound and unanticipated. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up with this tomorrow.